一些的事情想要跟大家讲。
There will be many, many things that I would like to tell you.
啊，但是这个又跟我被安排的课程没有什么关系。
But unfortunately, those thoughts, those inspiration, they got nothing to do with the class.
那所以有时候就给他定一个名字，说广告时间，请录音的人不要录。
So all I can say is this is the intermission with the recording. Please stop.
啊。所以也常常害这个录音的人就很难做事情。
But it's difficult sometimes for people who are taping.
因为好像我上课毛病很多。
Because I have some strange habits as I teach.
有时候要小考。
I like to give pop quiz.
有时候要做个 survey.
Sometimes I like to take a survey.
然后又要做个广告。
And then I have to advertise and market something.
那到底要不要录呢
？So are these things worthy to be kept on tape？
啊，我自己也很害怕说，他们把这些录进去。
On one hand, I'm afraid that these trivial things will get recorded。
我们有很多热心的弟兄姐妹，他们不能够来参加讲习会，但是他们一定会 order 这些录音带。
Because I know there are some fervent church youth who would love to order these tapes because they're not able to participate in the seminar。
而且我。听到陈传道讲的跟题目根本文不对题。
But so now they spend the money to buy the tape, and now when they listen to it, well, it has nothing to do with the class.
啊，你如果有参加过几次 NYTS， 你大概也会有这种感觉。
So if you've been to NYTS several times and heard me teach, then you probably understand what I'm talking about.
所以我在想说，他们就是说总会大概可以不用排我。
So my true deep heart feeling is that the General Assembly really don't need to ask me to teach any seminars.
但是又很无可奈何的传道不够。
But unfortunately, there's not enough pastors in the U.S.
啊，所以又被排上了。
So with regret, I'm here once again.
啊，有时候灵恩布道会，我也会有这个毛病。
Sometimes I have this weird thought also during spiritual convocations and evangelical services.
所以我是在想，啊，请那些资深传道哦，判断一下这个灵界辩证哦，看我这个是圣灵的感动还是感情的冲动。
So I'd like to ask those ministers who are experienced, look at my preaching to see if it's really inspiration from God or just my passion of the moment.
那我现在又想要。又有一个广告，又有一个题外话。
Because I have another advertising, another miscellaneous thing to introduce to you.
所以我刚才又在挣扎，我到底要不要讲
？So I struggled whether or not I should even bring it up.
啊，曾经有人说 ，I like your 广告。
Somebody used to say, "I like your advertising. I like your ads."
但是各位不晓得喜不喜欢。
But I don't know about this season. I don't know about you guys here.
要不要有广告时间
？Should we have intermission and advertising and commercials? Yes. Okay.
下午第一堂课比较容易打瞌睡，是不是
？Is it true that the first session in the afternoon is one that it's easy to fall asleep in?
我们常常那个正话都觉得很枯燥，题外话都特别好听。
After all, class material is usually boring, right? I mean, like.Things that are miscellaneous and extraneous are usually more fun.
我们请看《传道书》第一章第九节。
Well then, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9.
第九节第十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 9 and 10.Verse 9. What has been is what will be.And what has been done is what will be done. There is nothing new under the sun. Is there a thing of which it is said, See, this is new? It has already been in the age before us.
所以说没有什么新的事情。
This passage goes to say that nothing really is new under the sun.
啊，在我生活当中，我喜欢跟人家不一样，啊，所以自然啊，常常会想到一些事情，觉得说这是我独自的有的看法想法。
I like to be called an oddball sometimes, and I like to be unique, different.
我曾经这样想。
And so one time I thought.
我说我已经受洗罪得赦免。
Okay, fine. I'm baptized. My sins are washed away.
如果将来我也娶一个主内的姐妹。
And if I marry someone within the Lord.
那么我们两个人都是已经罪得赦免，没有罪的人。
Then both of us, well, since I washed away, we're clean, we're holy.
那么我们生下来的孩子应该是无罪的。
So then, the son, the daughter that we give birth to, they should be clean and without sins, right?
但是事实上却不是这样子。
But the fact is contrary.
我们生下来的孩子也是一样，婴孩就要抱去受洗，因为他也有罪。
Our children will be born with sins, then that's why we have to give them baptism.
结果这个想法，刚才我们在讨论的时候，也有人有这样的想法。
Actually, it so happened that in our session earlier before lunch, someone during their practice, evangelism practice, had mentioned this question as well.
那我当时就想说，既然我生的孩子又是罪人。
And so then, if the son I give birth to is a sinner,
所以我就既然生那么如果生出来还是罪人，那么生那么多罪人干什么
？So if the children are born sinners, then why do you want to give birth to so many sinners?
好像大家都要结婚，那么我就想说，那么我不结婚。
So to be different, I see that everybody is marrying, so I say, okay, why don't I just not marry?
原来是大家很多人对结婚有一个很美好的憧憬。
Actually, most people have a very beautiful vision, a very beautiful fantasy about marriage.
但是对我来讲，这结婚不是什么新鲜的事情。
But to me, marriage is, well, it's ordinary, it's boring.
因为我们家八个孩子，我排行老七。
Because I have seven other siblings in the family.
我上面六个，所以他们这个结婚啊，什谈恋爱啦、啊，我都看得清清楚楚。
And since I am the seventh child, I have seen how my older brothers and sisters go through the process of courtship and marriage.
所以我说哪里有什么白马王子跟白雪公主
？And I say it's a bunch of BS. There's no knight in there's no knight in shiny armor. There's no princess that's gorgeous out there. And
所以我对结婚这一件事情一点都不憧憬。
So I'm not excited. I have no fantasies about marriage.
然后又有自己一个这个论点的支持，干嘛结婚又生了一堆又生出罪人来
？And so my motto is, why do you want to get married and give birth to a litter of sinners?
但是后来想到美国来。
So then I came to the United States.
我说过，人家都是来读书，我偏偏不来读书，我来结婚。
And they mentioned that most people come here to pursue a higher education. I come here to find a wife.
所以我1986年7月来，1987年4月结婚。
So I came here July of '86, and in April the next year, I found my better half.
那有一件事情，我必须要说服他，我们不要有孩子。
And I took it upon myself to convince her not to have kids.
为什么要生罪人？
Why do you want to give birth to sinners?
我们那时候结婚规定就是说你结婚之前要验血。
And there's a state law that before you get married, you had to take physical exams and you had to get blood samples.
验血之后我去拿报告。
And so after I did the blood sampling, I went and get the report.
我的没有问题，我太太有点问题。
I have no problem, but something is wrong with my wife.
她就是说没有生过麻疹，那要这个打麻疹预防针。
That is, she didn't have her measles shot.
那这个人跟我讲说，你们最好六个月之内不要怀孕。
And so the public examiner says you try not to get pregnant in the first 6 months.
那我什么都听不懂，只听得懂不要怀孕。
And the only thing I understood out of the examiner was blah blah blah, don't get pregnant.
我心里就想说，哦，神怎么这么好
？And I said, thank God.
都不用我去说服我太太 这验血的结果说你不可以怀孕。
I don't have to convince my wife. The examiner already said that she is never to be pregnant.
我很高兴的就把报告带回带去给她。
So all smiles, I brought the report to my wife.
结果原来人家是说半年之内最好不要怀孕。
But later on we discovered that it was actually just don't get pregnant for 6 months.
但是我们最后我们还是有两个孩子。
But as you know, in the end, we had 2 sons.
那在这一段这个心路历程当中，我了悟了一件事情。
But through it all, I recognized, I realized one thing.
请看《传道书》3:14.
Ecclesiastes 3:14.Ecclesiastes 3:14. I know that whatever God does endures forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it. God has done this so that all should stand in awe before Him.
那个中文圣经有说，我们要在他面前存敬畏的心。
We should stand in awe before Him. We should look at God as our awesome God.
那我的结论就是说，我们人永远是人。
And so my conclusion is, man should always be man.
人没有办法胜过神。
Human beings will never transcend or excel ahead of God.
我们还是要敬畏神。
We still need to fear God.
那神对我们人的一些生活啦，整个都有他的一个他的一个规则来给我们。
And you know, God has established for us a rule, a principle of living.
我们如果照着这样来生活，这个就是敬畏神。
And if we follow the principles set forth by God, well, this is fearing God.
那照着这样来生活，就是幸福。
And if we live according to the principles of God, then we live in blessedness.
那我们人常常想要，有时候是，就是说，我们内心里头就是有一种叛逆。不愿意照着神的规则来过生活。
Oftentimes we find this little spirit of rebellion in us. We rebel against people. We rebel against God and God's principles.
所以我们就常常把自己弄得头破血流。
And oftentimes in our rebellion we hurt ourselves and we bleed.
但是到最后还是一样要走神给我们走的路。
And no matter what, in the end, we still have to walk on the path that God has set forth before us.
所以我们还是听传道书里头传道者的话，敬畏神。
So then let us listen to the word of the preacher, listen to the book of Ecclesiastes, fear God.
好，我们请看回我们的先道，第二 evangelism。
Okay, back to our regularly scheduled program, Evangelism number 2.
我们要规规矩矩的把课上了哈。
We still need to follow the principle of the course material.
这里提到先道的使命。
Here we talk about the mission of evangelism.
因为我们需要向众民来发出预言。
We need to speak to prophesy to the people.
启示录说，我们领受了神的话语啊，然后会觉得甜蜜啊，然后变成苦。
The Revelation, the Book of Revelation says, as we receive the word of God, it will be sweet at first, and then a little bitter taste will come out of it.
所以我们要发预言。
We need to prophesy.
那这个救人的第二讲到这个救众人这一件事情是给所有的人。
And that the task of saving mankind, they're everyone's task.
第三，我们是神的见证人。
Number three, we're the witnesses for Christ.
第四，我们要先讲神的美好。
Number four, we need to first speak of the goodness of God.
第五。
Number five.
这个传福音也就是收割。
To preach the gospel is like sowing seeds in the field.
第六，我们需要让人也成为主耶稣的门徒。
And of course, we will harvest in the end. Then number six, we must make all people God's disciples.
第七个，我们要 帮助人免去将来的永远的刑罚。
Number seven, we must help other people so that they may escape the bondage of sin and death and judgment.
所以这是我们的责任。
These are all of our responsibilities.
B 一些的例子。
And let me give you some examples.
这些例子是要让你们自己去查考。
Now these examples we see here are for you guys to study.
我只举其中一个。
And I'll just mention one of these people.
比如说第六个。
For instance, number six.
第六个是亚比该。
Abigail.
我们知道当时大卫他正在发怒。
At the time, David was in anger.
那所以有时候我们传福音的当中，你的对象可能是一个正在发怒的人，或者说他是一个很会发怒的人。
So while we're preaching the gospel, we may come across somebody who is in anger, in anguish.
那亚比该他怎么来让大卫怒气消去
？So how is it that Abigail was able to appease David?
这就是我们可以去学习的。
This is a lesson that all of us must learn.
这就是传福音的技巧。
This is a skill that we must have in evangelism.
你如果能够让一个发怒的人他怒气消了
，If you can appease somebody who is in anger,
那么你在他的心目中，你跟别人就不一样。
Then in that person's heart, you're special. You're different than the others.
那么你传福音给他就更容易。
And because of that, what you say will carry weight.
亚比该要让大卫的怒气消了。
Abigail must appease the anger of David.
他所要达到的目的就是让大卫不去杀拿巴全家的男丁。
And her goal is to spare her husband Nabal's life and also the life of her husband's family.
那你去分析他整个过程。
So then, I invite you to analyze this story, this incident.
他做什么事情
？What did Abigail do?
他跟大卫的对话里头，他怎么来跟大卫谈话
？From her conversation with David, what kind of skills did she use?
所以给各位大概七八十个例子，这个都是你都可以从里头去学到一些技巧。
There are many, many examples that I presented for you to learn the skills of evangelism.
好，那个再来第三 evangelism three.
So let's move on to evangelism three.
对先道者的比喻。
The parable of the evangelists.
这个先道者是圣工人员当中的圣工人员。
The evangelist is the holy worker among the holy workers.
所以所有对圣工人员的描述，也都可以用在先道人员上面。
We can say all the virtues, all the descriptions that we can attribute to a holy worker can be attributed to the evangelist.
所以一个先道人员，他就好像是明亮的星。
An evangelist is like a bright star.
他像是一个牧人。
He is like a shepherd.
他像是父母亲。
He is like a parent.
他像是一个神的管家。
At the same time, a keeper of the house.
他像是一个医生。
He is like a physician.
他像是一个做买卖的人。
He is a merchant.
他像是一个工头。
A master builder.
他像是一个捕鱼的人。
He is like a fisherman.
他也像是一个农夫。
A farmer alike.
他当然也是一个军人。
Of course, a soldier.
再来我们传福音这里提供我们几个原则。
And then there are six principles for preaching the gospel.
我们要对所传的真理去反复的讲。
We must speak of the truth repeatedly. We must regurgitate it.
撒种的比喻里头有说到说有些是撒在路旁的马上被灰鸟吃走了。
In the parable of the sower, we see that some seeds were sown by the wayside and the birds ate of it right away.
所以我们的对象他也可能是这样子的情形。
Yes, some of the people whom we preach to will be like this.
你不要以为说你说一次他就懂了。
Do not be deceived. Sometimes when you say once, they haven't heard it.
他可能一下就忘了。
They may forget about it right away.
所以我们需要缓步的来跟他讲。
So be a bit repetitive. It's okay.
那再来我们也要为对一些错误的我们要晓得去去 去争辩。
We must be able to argue for the truth, to dispel the rumors.
请看犹大书第三节第四节。
Jude verses 3 and 4.
犹大书第三节第四节。
The book of Jude verses 3 and 4. Verse 3, Beloved, while eagerly preparing to write to you about the salvation we share, I find it necessary to write an appeal to you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints. For certain intruders have stolen in among you, people who long ago were designed for this condemnation as ungodly, who pervert the grace of our Lord God into licentiousness.And deny our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，我们不跟人家，不需要跟人家，就是说谈到的时候，不要啊，避免跟人家争辩辩论。
Yes, we do not need to get into a fist fight or big arguments when we speak of the truth.
哦，但是在必要的时候，哦，像这里所说的，要为真道来争辩。
But here it says that we must contend for the faith, contend for the truth.
我们要引导人跟神来建立关系。
We must lead people to build a solid relationship with God.
那我们在谈道当中有时候不一定需要用很深的一些知识。
When we speak to others, when we preach, let us not use profound wisdom or profound knowledge to talk to them.
哦，那在讲的当中，有时候我们要直接啊，有时候是间接。
There are times we may be direct, other times a little more subtle. 啊，
那当然在这个传的当中，我们有时候也鼓励这些人，他们也去带别人。
And of course, as we preach the gospel, we need to invite.Our listeners to bring their friends too, so they may all hear what we have to say.
那现在请各位翻到
in your textbook.
Evangelism 的第六
Move on to Evangelism 6, VI.
我们要需要去了解去知道对方。
We must know and understand the person whom we're preaching to.
然后你可以用不同的方法，不同的内容去给他。
And having known the person well, then we know how to use different approaches, different words, different ways to reach into their hearts.
我刚出来当传道的时候去芝加哥。
When I first became a pastor, I went to Chicago.
我们知道芝加哥长久以来，他们都一直很尽力的来负担起整个中西部的访问工作。
The church, the members in Chicago were the ones that had put in all the effort to pastor the members who are in the Midwest region.
有一次有一个姐妹她这样子跟我类似抱怨。
And so I heard.
也不是抱怨，就是讲一个事实给我听。
And I heard a sister, she shared with me a fact.
她说她妈妈从台湾来芝加哥，听到有访问就很高兴地说她跟着去。
Now, when her mother came from Taiwan to visit her in Chicago, she heard that there are visitation teams, so she wanted to join that visitation team.
结果开了七个小时的车到一个信徒家里。
So then the visitation took a car ride 7 hours to a member's house.
然后聚会的时候讲这个洗礼的功效。
And as they sat to worship, they talk about the effectiveness of prayer.
他妈妈说
，Of baptism.
这户人家是已经是我们的信徒，已经信耶稣了。那在场也没有慕道者。
But then that family that was visited, well, they're already TJC members. They're baptized.
他就说开七个小时的车去讲这一个道理。
So she reflected, why is it that we drove 7 hours and preach to them baptism when they're already baptized?
当然那个这么老远的开车子去访问信徒，当然信徒的 感觉是很温暖的。
Well, of course, the fact that someone has spent 7 hours to come and visit them, that is a great comfort to the family already.
哦，但是讲到的，不晓得是不是那个弟兄也是特别的感动，就讲那讲洗礼的这个洗礼赦罪。
But we don't know why the brother that was leading the service that day, he decided to talk about water baptism and how baptism washes away sins.
哦，所以有时候我们这个人家说按时分粮，这个也这应该是我们需要去真的去实践出来的。
But what had happened was that that brother had spoken the most appropriate words at the most appropriate times.
那我们从圣经里头，我们可以看出来说，我们可以看出来，真的是。需要应用这种原则。
And so from the Bible, we can see how we ought to allow divine intervention to work, allow God's inspiration to tell us what to speak.
在福音书里头，至少有三次，有人问到有关永生的事情。
Throughout the gospel books, or throughout the life of Jesus, we see at least 3 recordings of how when somebody came to Jesus and asked Jesus how to obtain eternal life.
主耶稣对尼哥底母说：“要进神的国，要从水和圣灵重生。”
For Nicodemus, Jesus' answer was, "One must be born of the water and the Spirit."
那在路加福音十章那边，有个律法师也是来问耶稣，怎样可以承受永生
？And in Luke chapter 10, a teacher of the law came to Jesus and asked Jesus how he may obtain eternal life.
耶稣所说的说要爱神爱人。
Jesus said, "You must love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, and love other people as yourself."
那在马太福音十九章那边有一个年轻的官他来问耶稣，也是问怎样才可以得永生。
And a rich young ruler, a rich young man, came to Jesus with the same question in Matthew 19.
耶稣最后给他的回答是变卖所有的一切，周济穷人，来跟从我。
But Jesus' answer was, sell all that you have, give it to the poor, and then come and follow me.
对这些人，他们都是很有圣经知识的人。
These people are all people with knowledge in the scriptures.
那耶稣就以这个方式来回答他们，而且也不一样的人，不一样的回答。
But Jesus had answered them differently for all these 3 different people.
我们再看马太福音六章三十三节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
马太福音六章三十三节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But strive first for the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
当时很多人围在耶稣的周围听耶稣讲论。
Many people were around Jesus listening to Jesus teaching.
当然有一些是这些文士法利赛人。
Of course, among them were scribes and Pharisees.
但是他们是存着要来挑毛病的心来听耶稣讲论。
But these people have come before Jesus to find faults in him.
但是绝大部分是那些困苦流离如同羊没有牧人的一些平凡的老百姓。
But most of those people were peasants, people who are weary and tired, people who long for the word of God for comfort. They're like the lost sheep of Israel.
那耶稣要他们先求神的国，神的义。
Jesus says, seek ye first to the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
那耶稣怎么来强调这一个重点？
How did Jesus place an emphasis in His teaching?
我们如果看前面耶稣用的比喻。
Earlier, Jesus had made a parable to prepare the hearts of the listeners.
耶稣说你们看天上的飞鸟。
Jesus said, look at the birds in the air.
耶稣说你们看地上的花，地上的草。
Look at the flower and grass of the field.
耶稣举很明显很简单他们懂的例子来说明先求神的国神的义。
Jesus conveyed his message with analogies that are easy and clear to understand.
因为他说先求神的国神的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things I have mentioned, well, they will be given you.
怎么知道能够让他们相信说这些东西都要加给你们呢？
Now how can we allow them to believe that indeed they will receive all these blessings?
耶稣用天上的飞鸟，地上的草，地上的花。
Jesus said, look at the birds of the air, look at the lilies of the field, how they grow.
耶稣对这一些平凡的很平凡的这些老百姓，他用这个方式。
Jesus recognized that what was before him were the ordinary people, so he used ordinary examples, ordinary things to convince them.
这就跟那个律法师所讲的就不太一样。
His way of teaching is different than that of the scribes and Pharisees.
请看马可福音九章二十一节。
Turn to Mark chapter 9, verse 21.Mark chapter 9, verse 21. Jesus asked the Father, how long has this been happening to him?
21 to 24.
Verses 21 through 24. And he said, from childhood. He has often cast him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you are able to do anything, have pity on us and help us. Jesus said to him, if you are able, all things can be done for the one who believes. Immediately the father of the child cried out, I believe.Help my unbelief.
在这里，这个人主耶稣并没有跟他讲很多的道理。
Here Jesus did not preach to him at all.
他只是鼓励他拿出信心来求。
He encouraged this man to take out faith as he asked for God.
这个人他应该是一个心思很单纯的人，他有需要，他也愿意来求。
This person is one we call simple-minded, straightforward. He has a need, and he spoke of that need.
耶稣用鼓励的方法，鼓励他拿出百分之百的信心。
And seeing what kind of personality this man had, Jesus used a simple word of encouragement to bring out the faith.
所以有时候有些人，我们鼓励他，来直接来，从祷告上面来体验神。
So in the course of our evangelism, we may come across people who are just as simple-minded and straightforward like this father, and all we need to do is encourage them to pray, and they will receive blessings from God directly.
有些人你可能跟他谈到谈好几次之后才进入邀请他祷告。
But some people will be very stubborn. You have to speak to them for so many times before you can introduce prayer to him.
有些人你可以就像这里耶稣鼓励他直接鼓励他祷告来寻求神。
Others will be as easy as this father here. One sentence can touch his heart and bring out the faith.
我们看路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter
9. 路加福音九章五十七节。
Luke chapter 9 verse 57.Verse 57. And they were going along the road. Some said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. And 58. And Jesus said to him, Foxes have holes. Birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
这里说到这个人他应该是一个很急躁的人。
Here we can see someone who is probably very active, very hyperactive.
那他来找耶稣也没有称耶稣是夫子啦什么的，他就说你往哪里去我都要跟着你。
He's probably impatient too, because when he approached Jesus, he did not greet him rabbi or teacher or anything. He just blurted out, I will follow you wherever you go.
那主耶稣就直接的也很直接的就跟他讲你跟我的情形会怎样。
So Jesusvery bluntly said to him, this is what's going to happen if you follow me.
59节
Verse 59. To another he said, follow me. But he said, Lord, first let me go and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God.
这个人是主耶稣主动的去跟他讲话。
This person, well, Jesus approached this person first.
在我们周遭有些人他是很沉默的。
Isn't it true that among us some are rather quiet?
那有时候我们要主动的去关心。
And so it is up to us to motivate ourselves to go and reach in and reach out and talk to that person first.
那主耶稣问他主耶稣去邀请他说来跟从我。
So Jesus approached this person and invited him follow me.
结果 他就讲出他的问题来了。
And then this person replied about his own problems.
所以在我们周遭也有些人是这样子的，其实他是有一些问题。
Have you taken notice of this type of people before? There are people around us that have problems that they hide deep in their hearts.
其实他也是很关心，对信仰的事情他也是很关心，很有兴趣的。
But actually they do have an interest in learning about God, an interest in religion.
只是他不愿意讲出来。
But they're so bottled up inside that they can't speak of it.
像这样的人，我们要主动的去挑起话题。
So if we notice this type of people, we must approach to them first, reach out to them.
那我们啊，有15分钟的时间哈，我们一样。做练习，那你们在练习当中，如果你们有遇到啊什么问，就是说觉得比较难谈的问题啊，你可以让我知道，那或许我们在星期天最后一堂课，我可以综合大家一些比较难的问题，我们在这里来做解答。
So with the remaining 10 to 15 minutes, we'll go back to our practice evangelism, and if in the course of the practice you come across some questions.That the pretend truth seeker asked and that we cannot answer, go ahead and let me know those questions so that on Sunday we can summarize all these difficult to answer questions and find answers for